You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Donald Trump has says that North Korea is sponsoring terrorism.
Yes, we've all got our own version of Donald Trump, haven't we? But the original keeps on doing things. He's announced that the US is redesignating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. It was 9 years ago it was removed from the list because of negotiations about the nuclear state of play. George W. Bush basically decided that it didn't help having them on this list. But back they go, along with Iran and Sudan and Syria and so forth. And it's a way of President Trump preparing the way, as he put it, for very large additional sanctions. Although I have to say, his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson admitted that the practical effects could be limited. I mean, frankly, if the sanctions haven't worked so far, why would fresh sanctions work again? North Korea is isolated as it is. It's only China, really, that holds any cards to make North Korea sway. Nonetheless, I suppose it's a sign of the times and a sign of the rhetoric, and back we go again with North Korea, lest we thought that the whole issue had gone away.
So, Adam, one of the most stable countries we keep hearing about is Germany. Everyone says, yes, look at what's happening around the world, and that's a place, they've got it right, Angela Merkel, etc., etc., etc. No, not really, suddenly.
Not really. No, quite. I mean, economically, they're relatively stable, though they did feel the effect of a million immigrants in the space of 12 months. It has had an impact on the economy. But there is a bit of political turmoil, indeed, because Angela Merkel, she won the election, but with a reduced majority, or reduced minority, I suppose I should put it like that, because she's never had an overall majority. So forming a coalition is something that the Germans just do naturally, not this time. The all-important FDP won't do a deal with Mrs. Merkel, Christian Democrats, or not so far at any rate, which means that it's possible that the German president might call an election, or Angela Merkel herself could call an election, a re-election, and see if she can up the stakes and get back in control. All this at a time of Brexit negotiations, which of course are very important to the UK and a few other countries as well, and this doesn't exactly help if we're seeing little power vacuums, or in this case rather a major power vacuum, at exactly the time that Britain and others are trying to pave the way for the next 2-3 years or so. Interesting times in Europe, but not necessarily, as you say, settled times.
No, indeed. Adam, thanks very much indeed. Well, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Emil Ormond, and Emil's asking, who owns the moon? What would be the process if a country or corporation wanted to build or place something on it? The hashtag, of course, is Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Professor David Block from the Wits University School of Computer Sciences and Applied Mathematics.
What a fascinating question. Who owns the moon? Well, according to the United Nations Outer Space Treaty, signed by every space-faring country, not one nation can claim to own the moon. There are some 102 countries have entered into the 1967 Accord. China has joined the Accord. But there's not one person who can actually lay claim to owning the moon. Naming of craters on the moon is a totally different category, or the naming of stars. That belongs to a very special body called the IAU, or the International Astronomical Union. So you cannot just name a star arbitrarily. But with regard to the moon, Americans landed on the moon, but that doesn't mean to say that the moon is owned by the United States. Any country would be allowed to land on the moon, but it doesn't make the moon theirs.
That is Professor David Block, a professor at the Wits University School of Computer Sciences and Applied Mathematics. And congratulations, Emil Lomwan, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.